Giant 96 Real Radio. I'm Penny Lane, and in the studio is my friend, Mr. Scott Spahr from the Morristown Boys and Girls Club, and it's that time of the year again, so which means we're going to have all kinds of fun things happening, and something that I'm super excited about. Last year, Bucky Covington came to town.
Yes, and thank you for having me on so quickly, and yes, it's, we have another concert series coming up. We have a lot of things going on right now with the Morristown Boys and Girls Club, and then the Scuffy Drive is going on right now. So,
which, I mean, Scuffy's helped you out a bunch.
Absolutely. Scuffy is our lifeline for both the Chevyville Club and our club. I'm here to encourage everyone. It's the final stage of the Scuffy, so come out and support them. They do a lot, not just for the Boys and Girls Club, but a lot of agencies. I believe they have 22 agencies that they help support on a daily basis.
Yeah, they do a lot of things for our community.
They sure do.
So everybody can do some type of a donation.
Absolutely.
Even if it's small.
Yep, absolutely. There's nothing considered small. It all adds up.
It does. Every single penny. Yeah. Every dollar, actually.
Yeah. Yep.
Every dollar. So tell me, we've got a lot of things going on this coming season.
Yes, we sure do. Our club is taking off. We have about 115 kids come through our door with our before school program, our preschool, and after school program. We're still feeding these kids, and we're doing things to help support the feeding program, the food program. May 9th, we're doing. We have a family that just volunteered to do this for us. They're doing a adult and kid cornhole. So you bring your son or daughter, and you guys will play against other parents and kids. And
what family was that?
The Mark Riley family. His kids are a member of the club, and they wanted to do something back for us.
That's nice.
Yeah, so they came up with the cornhole.
Where will that be at?
It'll be at the community park on May 9th.
Okay.
Starting about, I think, registration is at 12 o'clock.
All right, 12 o'clock. And that's a nice, fun thing to do.
Yes, we did an indoor one back in January, and we had a...
An indoor?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was nice and warm in the gym.
Who won?
Actually, for the kids, Cammie Poole and Delaney Korn, and then for the adults, I can't remember.
Is there much difference on the talent levels? I mean, can the kids hang in there with the
adults?
Yeah,
you know what? Well, actually, we didn't try the kid and adult one before. We just had kids versus kids and adult versus adults.
Right.
Now we want to put the kids with the adults.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's some talented kids out there as well, too.
I know. That's a fun Indiana tradition.
I had never played it before, and I actually... got sucked into a team, and we...
Did you do good?
No.
Didn't
score. I don't think we even scored a point, man.
Was it fun?
It was fun. Yeah, it was all about the kids, so we raised
money. I think I've maybe thrown one time just to see what happens, you know?
I know.
Sort of like
crazy.
Horseshoes. And speaking of horseshoes, I see this big horseshoe on this flyer for Bucky Covington. He's going to be here on the 30th of May.
Yes, on May 30th, we have a bunch of local talents, and we have Shelby County's own Matt Mason is going to be out to open up for Bucky, and then we have Bucky Covington. Last time he came, just him and his brother and a guitarist. Now he's bringing a 6-piece band, light shows. I mean, it's a full concert.
And also, too, Bobby Wiggins.
Yeah, about the Singing Cowboy. He's going to be out there. Cara Bentley and his group are going to be out there. Wrong Side of Dixie. They're going to be out there as well. And then Christopher Strange, a newcomer, he's going to be opening the whole concert.
Tell us about him, because I've not heard of Christopher before.
I believe he's from Fisher's. Uh-huh. And he's going to play the guitar and the drums and a couple other things. It's just hinting to him by himself. He's going to kick the show off for us. And then we also have a car show, and we're anticipating between 100 and 200 cars.
What kind of car show?
Antique? I like to say antique, but it's not. It's muscle cars. It's a muscle car show, antique shows, you know. We had some Volkswagens coming out as well.
Well, that's cool. I'm all about the Volkswagens.
you are a Volkswagen person. We have the City Center Volkswagen Club is going to be out there.
Really?
Yes.
Cool.
And then to start the whole day off, we have the infamous few charity riders kick off another ride.
Great guys.
And I think there's going to be
and girls too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be a special rider with them.
Really?
That day.
Rupert?
It's going to be Bucky.
Is it going to be Bucky?
Bucky and Rocky, as of now, are planning on coming and riding the ride in the morning.
That's fun.
You know, things may change.
Now, how can people sign up for the ride if they're interested in doing that?
Get a hold of the infamous
charity riders.
Yeah,
few. All right, great. And also, too, you're going to have some kid rides.
Yeah, we have a whole bounce house there. We're going to have vendors. We're going to have food. I believe some of the ladies bringing a fish bowl. We're gonna, you can win goldfish and all that good stuff.
You ever won those goldfish before?
Yeah, but this one's kind of cool. Because right? I know we'll be walking around parks and festivals and see the goldfish just suffering in the ground.
Aww.
Well, we're giving cards. They have to go to Uncle Bill's to get the fish.
Oh, really?
So that's a great, great strategy on their part, too. So not only do you get a free fish, but you have to go buy the bowls with it. And that's a good way to get people in your store.
No, I was just thinking
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's
I've never had one of the. Of course, when I see the little fish there, I always want to play.
Yeah.
And I don't think. I see my friends that have these huge goldfish in their tanks, like big fish, is like from your hand all the way up to your elbow, fish size.
Right.
I can't keep ours alive for 2 days.
Well, I asked Uncle Bill, well, his people, no, uh-huh. It's not
Uncle Bill.
You don't put them in bowls. They have to be in tanks because fish would die within 3 days in a bowl unless you change the bowl every single day.
Well, I've had tanks too. I don't know.
Yeah,
we get fish up in our house. We're not fish people.
We have a fish graveyard. Our house is what we grill on the grill.
Oh, terrible. I think a little goldfish swimming and then.
I eat the big salmon.
All right. So wonderful. So what now this is actually going to be, all our listeners, May the 30th
right.
at Morristown Park. This is a benefit for the Morristown Boys and Girls Club.
Right.
So it's a good day to have a great family day. And with, you know, the proceeds, you're doing something very positive.
Absolutely. You know, it's all about the kids. That's our motto now. And you'll be hearing that over and over again at the day of the concert as well.
Wonderful. Well, I appreciate you coming out. And for all our listeners, if you're interested in tickets, I'm going to go ahead. We're going to have a blog up online on a trip with Penny Lane on Giant 96. And we will have the appropriate links for you to be able to get the tickets.
Absolutely. And don't forget, Scuffy really needs you guys to step up and help them meet their goal that they have every year. So go out and help support Scuffy this week.
Wonderful. Thanks for stopping by, Scott.
Thank you.
Up next, American Dream on the Giant 96.